Good morning, everyone. I apologize for keeping you waiting. The bridges are either under construction or who's in charge of transportation in this city? Anyway. Carla, how are you?
I'm well.
Did you have a good 4th of July?
I did.
What'd you do?
I went to Fort Vancouver.
Oh. Wow.
That's hard to get in.
It wasn't. Was I was surprised. It
really?
Was, wow. They recognized you.
Yeah.
You're a star.
Let her in.
Let her in. Can you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Fritz? Fish? Adams?
Here. Commissioner Fritz asked me to read the following statement. Commissioner Fritz is absent on city business today while working on planning for changes needed in the reducing unnecessary interactions between police and people experiencing mental illnesses. We have no communications, and we have no...
time certain.
What do you call that?
Time certain.
We have no time certain,
no consent.
And we have no...
Consent.
Thank you. So we'll just go to the regular agenda. Can you please read the title for... this is Ann's second reading. Please read the title and call the vote for 692.
Amend the business license law to create a non-refundable youth employment tax credit program dedicated to eligible local businesses that support career-related learning experiences in city schools and a non-refundable tax program to employ foster youth. Saltzman?
Well, I'm very pleased to support this initiative. I want to thank Mayor Adams and his staff for including foster youth employment opportunities in this tax credit program. And it is, I think we've carefully limited it in terms of the number of tax credits available to businesses to see, to pilot this effort to encourage businesses to employ youth and particularly foster youth. Unlike most youth, foster children do not have the family network to support them as they make this transition into adulthood. And the long-term outcomes for foster children overall are bleak. Employment opportunities can be a real key to helping these youth have a brighter future. And I look forward to having this opportunity to this program to work with the Department of Human Services and foster youth and potential employers to see if we can connect job opportunities with these youth. So I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman for working with us to put together this pilot. And the inclusion of foster youth, I think, is great inclusion. As mentioned, it is a pilot. We'll learn more as we move forward and hopefully come back to council with an even more polished version for next summer. But I'm very pleased to be able to get this underway and begin to learn. All right. 692 is approved. Can you please read items 693 and 697? We will not be voting today.
693, amend code to improve coordination of the city emergency management system. 694, adopt revision to basic emergency operations plan. 695, adopt 2011 alert and warning annex. 696, adopt the 2011 flood response appendix. And 697, adopt 2011 terrorism appendix.
So as mentioned at the last meeting, we have three hearings. And next week, the wish and hope is then Nick will get, we've got amendments from Commissioner Fritz. We got them yesterday. We'll put them into underline and strikeout versions for folks to receive as soon as Ellen can get them done, today or tomorrow. And then hopefully next week we'll be able to attach emergency clauses to each one of these and that need it, and we'll vote as emergencies amended next week. We'll make amendments next week and then vote as emergencies.
The following week?
Next week.
The next week, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to ask if anyone wants to testify today. Can you sort of summarize for us the changes, amendments?
Sure.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. Carmen Merlo, Portland Office of Emergency Management. We met yesterday, as you noted, Mayor, with Commissioner Fritz's office, and I'll just highlight some of the changes that we've agreed to. We're putting back into code the definitions of emergency and major disaster consistent with Oregon State statute. Going to add the Office of Neighborhood Involvement as a formal member of the Emergency Management Steering Committee, making other changes to certain definitions in city code, and then requiring an annual report to City Council as part of our periodic update to the Disaster Policy Council. Those are some of the key changes.
Ones. Okay. Any discussion from Council? Anyone wish to testify on the set of City Council calendar items? All right.
I actually have a question. Could you explain to us in a little bit what the terrorism appendix accomplishes?
Sure. So, again, these are not tactical operational plans. These are more general frameworks of how the city is going to respond to a terrorist event. And we've outlined, consistent with the National Incident Management System, who the lead agency. In this case, Portland Police Bureau is the lead agency to work with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It outlines the roles and responsibilities of the Portland Police Bureau, everything from perimeter control, maintaining evidence, obviously investigation, crowd control, and then working with Portland Fire to do any mass casualty, mass fatality, triage, obviously alert and warning to the public, and I can't think off the top of my head about some other key bureaus. There are several, public health being one of the major ones. But again, it outlines generally how the city will respond to a terrorist event.
Okay. Fully consistent with the resolution we passed on the participation in the Joint Terrorism Task Force?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Commissioner Saltzman. We completed the appendix prior to Council's vote to rejoin the Joint Terrorism Task Force. I don't think that requires any changes to the appendix we made, but Ellen and I are going to both take a look at it and see if anything needs to be changed as a result of Council's decision to rejoin the task force.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, if there's no one that wishes to testify on this set, moves to a third reading and vote next week. Can you please read the item for non-emergency ordinance 698?
Authorize a letter of agreement with the City of Portland Professional Employees Association that amends the July 1, 2010 to June 30, 2013 labor agreement between the parties.
Welcome.
Morning. Mayor Adams, Commissioners, Patrick Ward, Labor Relations Coordinator with the Bureau of Human Resources. The ordinance before you will authorize a letter of agreement making three amendments to our labor agreement with the City of Portland Professional Employees Association. The issues were raised during the negotiations, but leading to the current agreement, but remained unresolved. The parties agree that it's in our mutual best interests to resolve these issues at this time. And BHR recommends the authorization of this letter of agreement.
Questions from Council? Anything you'd like to add?
Just that good morning, Mayor Adams and Councilman Jerry Verhoff with President of COPEA, City of Portland Professional Employees Association, and Water Bureau employee. A lot of our constituents had some issues over this not being allowed when the contract was finalized, and now that we have it back in place, it's being used a lot already, so it's really great to have that back. And COPE also appreciates HR staff working with us to come with a good resolution on this.
Great. Well, thank you for your partnership. This is a non-emergency ordinance. Anyone wish to testify on 698? All right. Unless there's further discussion, 698 moves to a second reading next week. Can you please read the title and call the vote for item number 699?
Create a new represented premium assignment classification of striper operator and establish an interim compensation rate for this classification. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Can you please read the title for non-emergency ordinance item number 700?
authorize a contract and provide for payment for the construction of the Southeast 12th and Gideon Sewer Reconstruction Project, number E08661.
Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This ordinance is related to the city's project to upgrade and protect existing sewers within the Taggart Drainage Basin in Southeast Portland. This project meets the basement flooding relief, combined sewer overflow, and Tabor to the River program goals. Project design was accelerated so that construction could occur prior to construction of the Milwaukee Light Rail. If you have any further questions, we have Kurt Robertson here from the Bureau to answer any questions.
Any questions, discussion from council? Anyone wish to testify on this matter? Move to a second reading and vote next week. Can you please read the title and call the vote for item number 701?
Authorize contract with the Columbia Slough Watershed Council for $215,000 for Columbia Slough-related outreach and education. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Consistent with local law, I move that Commissioner Amanda Fritz, serve as council president for the next 6 months.
Second.
I'm moved and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the vote.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Congratulations, Commissioner Fritz. And we are adjourned for the week.
Record, I think.
Yeah. Time in the seat, anyway.